Hey, Kodiak ran down, and he doesn't run, actually. He hobbles still after all these years. That ever going to go away, that hobble Kodiak of yours, or is that a permanent deal?
It's probably fairly permanent. It may get better, but it'll never be 100%.
Did they tell you that?
Yes.
Now, in the beginning, I thought they told you that it would one day be 100%. Did
No, they never said it would be 100%. They said I could get close, but it would probably never be 100%.
And why won't it?
Too much nerve damage, so...
And the nerve damage was just from lying around?
The nerve damage came from, we finally figured out what it was, what they gave to keep me in a coma. They also give you a paralytic to stop me from thrashing around. And just, I had it for like 3.5 weeks. And the combination of the two probably caused the muscle atrophy and the neuropathy, so.
See, which just goes to show you what I've said on the air, that the leading cause of a lot of problems in this world is Western medicine. Although you're going to argue they saved your life, aren't you?
Well, they did, but at the same time, walk normally, so yeah. It's kind of a half, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Well, hold on a second. I don't think each side is an even six. In the one case, you're 6 feet under. You saved my life, but I have a limp when I walk. It's not six of one. I don't know what scale you're using there. So let me get this straight. The problem was your pancreas, but they didn't want you thrashing around because what? It would have screwed up your pancreas? Oh, you're not listening to me anymore. You're now on the phone.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
All right, I'm just trying to get the order of things. The problem was your pancreas.
Correct.
Why didn't they want you thrashing around?
Just because I had like 8 to 10 at one point IV bottles going in. And if you thrash around, you pull that line out.
So to prevent the thrashing around and pulling out the IV bottles, they crippled you.
Well, basically. I don't think they meant to, but
that's what they did.
The result was that there was a reaction that's not uncommon, but not common. And, you know, they rolled the dice and that's what happened.
Can you sue their ass?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Anyway, Kodiak went down and grabbed me a Coca-Cola and brought it up to me. And at the same time he was setting it down, I was reading Coca-Cola slogans from years past. Let me give you a few. In 1898, this was the first Coca-Cola slogan, the best brain and nerve drink. That's the best they could come up with. That was what first splashed across the advertising on the sides of barns and wherever else they had it. The best brain and nerve drink, Coca-Cola. 1899, they changed it to Coca-Cola makes flow of thought more easy and reasoning power more vigorous. It was a long, long time before we'd get to it's the real thing. 1905. They changed it again. The favorite drink for ladies when thirsty, weary, and despondent. It was a flaming antidepressant for the gals in 1905. Here's another slogan. Relieves fatigue and is indispensable for business and professional men, students, wheelmen, and athletes. 1907. The classes and masses all enjoy Coca-Cola. Here's another. Coca-Cola, the great temperance beverage. It has none of the ill effects or letdown qualities of alcoholic stimulants. 1908, sparkling, harmless as water, crisp as frost, Coca-Cola. 1908, later that year, the change to the drink that cheers but does not inebriate. You can tell we were moving toward prohibition, can't you? 1909, proves big help for tired housewives. Back to helping the gals. 1910. Eminent scientists in every section of the country declare it to be no more harmful than tea or coffee. That's the best they can say about it. Basically, they're saying, oh, can't hurt. Coca-Cola, can't hurt. 1910. Later that year, a change. Get what you ask for and see that you get it. 1911, enjoy a glass of liquid laughter. Liquid laughter. Isn't the Indian word for that Minnehaha? Hmm? 1927, all the way up to 1927. For that tired, discouraged feeling, drink Coca-Cola. It's an antidepressant again. For that tired, discouraged feeling, drink Coke. 1931, every bottle sterilized. I think that one might be popular again today. 1945, Coca-Cola helps show the world the friendliness of American ways. That was not big in Nagasaki in 45, but elsewhere it was very popular. 1945, Coca-Cola helps show the world the friendliness of American ways. 1946, friendliness and Coca-Cola go together like bread and butter. 1966. Uh-oh. They were getting bored. 1966, here's the slogan. Coke after Coke after Coke. They were bored. They were getting bored. In 69, it went to a glass of Coke, a pair of straws, and thou. Went from getting bored to getting biblical there. A glass of Coke, a pair of straws, and thou. 1969. Face Uncle Sam with Coke in your hand. 69. He changed it to that. Face Uncle Sam with a Coke in your hand. Because if you smoke the grass, Sam will arrest your ass. 1969. The drink you eat. What? I think they were on grass when they wrote that. 1969, the Coke slogan was, the drink you eat? What the hell does that mean?